Maria, have you got a minute? I just wanted to talk to you about holidays.
Oh, is it that time of year already? Time for the annual holiday argument?
Yeah, I thought so. What do you think about centre parks?
I'm not wildly keen. Self-catering doesn't immediately set me alight.
So what does a hotel do for you?
Well, it fills me with fear.
Doesn't give us a lot to go on.
I like the idea of a hotel more than I like the idea of self-catering. I just don't like the idea of Emily and Toby in a hotel.
Right. Any other ideas?
Oh, face it, Richard, we've always been terminally dithery where holidays are concerned, even before the children.
OK, well, look, I've got all these brochures here. Just have a look at them when you've got a minute.
I will, I promise.
Look, there was a cottage in Devon looked quite nice. Now, where's that gone? Where's the Devon one? I had it. Where's the Devon one?
Oh, there's one down here under the sofa.
Oh, that's it. Good, look at all this stuff under here. One Dolly's shoe, the key to Piglet's music box. Oh, dear. 10, 12, 15, 27 new pence. Look, what's this? A half-chewed flump. What's this book? Miss Binny and the Bin People. That sounds a classic.
That's supposed to be down there.
I beg your pardon?
I put it down there deliberately.
I see.
No, you don't. You're looking at me as if I'm barking. That book is absolutely horrible. One of the bin people is laughed at because he doesn't look like the others. And there's a little boy bin who tries not to cry because it's sissy.
Well, why not just get rid of it?
Because she loves it, of course, just like she always loves the unsuitable ones. Or the ones that frighten her, silly. Jack the Giant Killer's under there as well, somewhere. I'm hoping she'll forget all about them.
Well, why not just put them away?
Where?
In a cupboard or somewhere.
Which cupboard?
Well, some cupboard or other that she doesn't get into.
And where is this mythical land?
I don't know. Your office or somewhere.
Have you been in my office recently?
No.
Let me describe the scene to you. On the floor, there is an upturned box of paper clips, not to be disturbed, because it is a magnet sculpture, and she wants to keep it to take to nursery one day.
Right.
On the desk, there is a pile of what was fresh typing paper. It's been crayoned on, so now it's scrap paper.
Okay.
On the computer, there's a Tots TV sticker, a partially washed-off smudge of felt tip, and a Lego man who lives there. His house, apparently, is between the caps lock and the shift key.
I see.
Honestly, Richard, there isn't a wardrobe, drawer or box in the entire house she hasn't thoroughly investigated and continues to monitor constantly. I'm dreading next Christmas. I've no idea when we're going to hide the presents.
We'll just have to get a bigger sofa.
Look out, there's a pot of paint down there.
Hey, looks brilliant. Not sure about you, though.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry, no, I meant I'm not sure about you up that ladder.
There's nothing to worry about. It's the right tool for the job.
Even so, you know, when we hired it, didn't they say always work in pairs so that there's someone there in case of a problem? And didn't we agree you wouldn't make a start till Dave was around to give you a hand?
But he's never here.
Yeah, I know. Bloody Dave. Never around when you want him. God knows who this woman is, but she's definitely got him wrapped round her little finger.
At least he's sorted it out with Cindy now.
Yeah, and about time too, poor girl. Ringing up every night, believing all that stuff about him having laryngitis. How do you know, by the way?
I heard the Dear Jane call last night.
Uh-oh. You don't think she'll turn up on the doorstep in tears, do you?
From what I overheard, if she does turn up, she'll be toting a shotgun.
I just had a thought. If your theory was right, and Cindy was the one sending him money, maybe now that supply's been cut off, he'll push off home again.
Maybe. Or maybe the new girlfriend will take on the financial burden and he'll move down here permanently.
Oh. My. God.
You're going to have to tell him.
I know.
You can't leave it much longer.
Shh. She's only upstairs, remember?
Well, so what?
Well, I don't want her to know you're here. She might not like you coming round all the time.
Don't worry. She's too busy with this book of recipes or whatever it is she's writing. Evie, you've got to face it. You need to make a decision.
I know. I just can't believe my dad getting this job now of all times. I mean, Huddersfield. I don't even know where it is.
Well, it is nowhere. Or rather, it's in Yorkshire, which is worse.
They keep on at me to go up and join them now they've got the house sorted and everything. And my auntie keeps dropping hints about it being very crowded. And it was only supposed to be a temporary arrangement.
Well, so go on then. Hand in your notice.
Look, I don't know what I really want to do, but I do know that I don't want to go up north.
There's nothing wrong with up north. You just need to get the right side of the Pennines.
Well, if it was Manchester, it'd be different. Mm. I mean, Manchester's famous, isn't it? They have shopping centres and nightclubs and things. And You're there. Mm. I'd know somebody. I don't know anybody in Huddersfield.
Well, why don't you come to Manchester? With me?
Don't be daft. I've only known you 3 weeks.
3 weeks can be all you need, if it's right.
But there's my job and everything.
Oh, what's so great about working here?
Nothing. That is, it's okay, especially compared to some of the other jobs I've had. I mean, she's a bit weird. Terry Nappies, I ask you. But at least she's quite kind. Yeah. At Mrs. Simpson's, I was only allowed to use the downstairs toilet.
Give me the address, I'll post them a dead kipper.
I can't just up and leave, Dave, not just like that. I'd have to think about it.
You're going to have to get out of your aunties, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I looked at those bedsits, but they cost a fortune and they're either filthy or damp or both.
Hey, they've got a spare room here, haven't they?
What, not really.
Yeah, no, they have. That room that's supposed to be Toby's. I mean, he never actually sleeps in it, does he? And even if he did, well, you're the nanny, aren't you? Best place for you, close to the baby.
I couldn't ask to move in here.
I know. They used to rent out rooms.
Did they?
Yeah, Paul and Ruby used to live here. That's where they met.
Oh, I didn't know that. That explains a lot. I thought they were very young to be Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds' friends.
Oh, did you? Oh, I think they're terminally middle-aged, the pair of... Well, not the pair of them, no, no. Actually, Ruby's a laugh. But my cousin's turned into Mr. Suburbia. He used to be a real maniac and all. Anyway, none of this is sorting you out. Look, why don't you just ask her? After all, what's the worst thing she can say?
Oh, for goodness sake, Lego man, push off.
Toby wants you, Mrs. Reynolds.
Oh, hello, Toblerone. Thank you, Eva.
Mrs. Reynolds, could I speak to you for a moment?
Yes, of course, Eva. Is something wrong?
Well, it's like this. A couple of months ago, my dad was offered a job. A good job.
Hello. Oh, grief, you gave me a fright. What on earth are you doing lurking by the front door?
I wanted to be sure and catch you as soon as you got back. Come into the sitting room for a minute. I think you'd better sit down. In fact, it's probably not a bad idea if you lie down.
Maria, I've got this terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach. You've got that look on your face.
Well, what look?
That mixture of guilt and defiance. I haven't seen it for a while. Tell a lie, I did see it on Emily quite recently, but I thought the days of it adorning your visage were long and mercifully gone.
I'm glad you're in a good mood, because I've actually got some news.
Mr. Reynolds? Eva. Oh, hello, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I'm tripping on your carpet a bit.
Oh, don't worry.
It's just, you know, you said it would be all right to have a bath.
Yes, yes.
Well, I did have one, and I was just trying to clean out the tub, and there seems to be some glitter or something stuck to the bottom. I've tried rubbing it, but it's not coming off. In fact, it seems to be scratching it.
Oh, don't worry. Santa gave Piglet some glittery bath stuff in her Christmas stocking, and it did say on the label to make sure and rinse it out straight away with warm water, but, well, anyway, we didn't. And as you say, if you rub hard, it takes the surface off. So, basically, it's been there ever since. If anyone asks me, I tell them I saw it on home front.
Well, if you say it's all right.
Yes. Thank you, Eva.
I'll go and get dressed then.
Okay, Richard, say it. Richard?
You've done it again, haven't you?
It's only temporary, just till she sorts herself out.
Homeless, was she? About to be flying into the street?
Well, not exactly, but she was in a bit of a fix, and there didn't seem to be any point in...
No point at all discussing it with me. Never mind that we're not even sure about this girl's influence over our children. Now you let her move in full time.
Shh, Richard, you're here.
It's no good, Maria. It's nowhere near good enough. When it was just you and me, you could spring this kind of stuff on me and pretend it was all part of the fun. Now we've got Emily and Toby to consider and to put first.
Oh, Richard, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maria. It just isn't funny anymore.
Richard?
Are you sure you want another one, Richard? You've not even had your dinner.
Yeah, I bloody well do want another one. It's what men do.
What, drink too much on an empty stomach?
At times of crisis, yes. Let them discuss sporting events and don't talk about their problems. It's traditional.
Oh, all right. Fair enough, mate. So, any tips for tomorrow's race?
Yeah. Bonnie boy in the 3:30 Epsom.
Really? What, worth a flutter?
No, of course not. I just made it up. I'm getting into the role play.
Oh, right.
Thing is, I would have said, yes, she can move in, but she has to create this drama to live out, as if things weren't interesting enough, and it all has to be livened up.
I've never known you and Maria fall out.
Children. They polarise issues.
Oh, right. Right, well, yeah, no, I get it now. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've found that decorating has the same effect. Mm. It's not even as if we disagree on the broad issues, you know, colour schemes, styles, furnishings. It's the tiny little things that we come to blows over. We damn near got divorced over door handles.
Not married.
Anyway, come on, Rich, me old mate. What are we going to do with you?
I'll have one more, then we'll go home.
And what are you going to say to Maria?
I don't know. Play it by wing.
By ear.
That's right. I'll hear it.
Is it really good of you to come round?
Don't be daft.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'd better ask Eva to move out.
Well, don't you think you'd better wait and talk to Richard about it rather than making another sweeping decision? The likelihood is Richard will have calmed down and won't mind at all.
Oh, you're right. So much for the bright new Maria, eh? Scratch the surface and the old one's still there underneath.
Just because you fell into your old pattern once doesn't mean you're an abject failure. It's an ongoing process.
I know, but I despise myself. Somebody brings me a problem and I instantly leap into solve it mode. What do you need, a plaster, a bowl of broth, a bed for the night? Maria's your woman. Never mind if it's our last plaster or I have to cook the broth from scratch or it's my bed you're taking or my husband's bed.
Will you give yourself some credit? You are an agony aunt after all. It's that kind of response that's required in your work. Don't talk yourself down. Your life's going well. If you didn't have the odd bit of friction, you'd never move on. Pearls aren't created in stagnant water, you know.
I don't think I've ever heard that expression before.
Perhaps I just made it up. Whatever. You get the drift.
Yes, I know. Thank you, Ruby. You are wise beyond your years. Now, tell me what to say to Richard.
Oh, no, that's not for me to say.
Oh, I hope he's all right. He hasn't had any dinner.
And have you had yours?
No.
Well, come on, then. Let's go downstairs and get some food into you.
Oh, I couldn't eat a thing.
Well, do you mind if I do, then? Paul was supposed to cook tonight, but he had to go off out somewhere, and I'm starving.
Yes, of course. And Eva might be hungry now. She didn't want anything earlier.
Where is she?
Oh, she's in the sitting room watching TV. Now, what can we get you to eat?
Got any broth?
As a matter of fact, no. Richard.
Oh. Wait a minute. I've got to close the door.
Oh, can I help you?
Yeah, thank you.
Richard, I'll go anywhere you like on holiday. Do anything. If you want to go camping in the wilds of Borneo, I'll be right there behind you.
Apparently they're building the first hotel on the moon.
Put my name down for the Buzz Aldrin suite.
Oh.
Sorry.
Me too.
I'm more sorry. Do you want me to ask her to go?
No, it's all right. She can stay. I'm sorry I said you don't put the children first. That isn't true.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to go to bed, actually.
Have you eaten? Do you want something?
No, just an horizontal surface.
Coffee?
No, thank you.
Sure, bad sandwich. A glass of water, some orange juice?
Just a bucket. Thank you.
So, crisis over, then?
I think so. Oh, I'm glad Eva went out, though. It would have been a bit sticky if she'd got wind of it all.
How long is she going to stay?
Oh, it didn't put a deadline on it. Just till she sorts something out, I think we said.
Oh, dear.
What?
Those are the very words we used with Dave.
Ooh. Still no sign of him moving on, then?
No. In a way, it's less of a problem than it was, because he's never in now. But in another way, it's worse, because you never know when he's going to walk in.
Oh, sod the lodgers. Let's play a game. Cheer ourselves up.
I'm no good at gin rummy.
Neither am I. Not that sort of game. We used to play this all the time when I worked at the magazine.
No, it's not which would you rather, is it?
Certainly not. That always degenerates into smut.
I know. That's why I like it.
It's called Wouldn't Life Be Better If... You stop.
Easy. Wouldn't life be better if men did more housework?
Amen to that. Wouldn't life be better if cheese came in resealable packets?
Wouldn't life be better if Dave buggered off back home?
Now, that's too specific. It's only true for you. It has to be generally applicable. Still your go.
Wouldn't life be better if you could massage your own back?
Oh, yes. Richard's very good, but after 5 minutes I feel obliged to say that's fine, you can stop now. Whereas really I need him to go on for a couple of hours.
Paul always assumes that if I ask for one, I'm really trying to seduce him.
Oh, bless them. They really do live in their own little world, don't they?
Hmm. Your turn.
Wouldn't life be better if there was no such thing as junk mail?
You've played this before.
Wasted many an hour at it.
Wouldn't life be better if there was a way of combining motherhood and a career?
Oh, don't start me off again. I bored everyone to tears on this particular subject. I'm even starting to bore myself.
I wasn't actually thinking about you.
And who were you thinking about?
Me.
You?
Yes. You know that time I pretended to be interested in having a baby so that...
That time you lied to me? Yes. Go on.
It was in a good cause.
I'll let that pass.
Well, the last laugh is on me because I really do.
Want a baby?
Yes.
I'm surprised having Dave around hasn't put you off children for life.
I'm surprised seeing you hasn't put me off. Oh, sorry. Well, that came out completely wrong. What I meant was...
Yes?
Look at all the juggling you have to do, and you're in a relatively privileged position. Working from home does give you a bit of room to manoeuvre. And even you had to compromise and get a nanny. So what hope is there for me?
Well, there are career breaks and maternity leaves. It's not an either-or thing, is it?
You know me. If I'm doing something, then I'm just doing that one thing with absolute focus and intent to the very best of my abilities. Whether it's my job or painting a wall or putting on mascara. And it would be the same with motherhood. I know it would.
I don't want to sound patronising, but you really can't know how you're going to feel once you've actually had a child. Tigers in shoulder pads and stilettos sometimes turn into the most apple pie of mummies. And even some extreme earth mothers have been known to yearn for a company car and an expense account.
I don't know where that leaves me.
In the same place as the rest of us. Welcome to the Don't Know Club. But take it slowly, Ruby. I'm always here.
Thanks. I'd better be thinking about going. Check up on the boys. Thanks for coffee.
You're very welcome, Ruby.
What do you mean he's going?
That's what he said.
What, just like that?
What do you mean, just like that? He's been here since we moved in, practically.
Well, I know, but with no warning or anything.
Were you expecting a notice in the Times?
Well, I don't know what I was expecting.
I thought you'd be thrilled to bits.
No, I am. It's just that it takes a bit of getting used to. Is he all right? I mean... Oh, no, the police haven't been round or anything, have they?
I certainly hope not.
Well, is he going home, did he say?
You can ask him yourself.
All right.
I hear you're off.
Yeah, I thought it was about time. Thanks for having me and all that, but, time I was moving on.
Moving on, yeah? Where?
Well, back to my mum's, actually. But the thing is, the band's got a gig.
The band?
Active Plastic.
Active what?
Dave's band.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, good name, isn't it?
Yeah, top. Did you think of it by any chance?
Yeah, I did, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
How are you going to travel?
I got a lift.
Oh, good.
Yeah, from Leicester.
Oh.
It's got to be there next Wednesday by 4 o'clock.
And what happens if you don't manage it? You get there and find a pumpkin and 4 white mice wandering aimlessly on the hard shoulder of the M1.
No, it just means I have to hitch the whole way there instead of just to Leicester.
How about if I give you the train fare?
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
I insist.
Thanks very much.
Then you can leave early on Wednesday morning and travel in comfort. We'll have a farewell dinner for you on Tuesday night, if you like.
Oh, that's very kind.
It'll be our pleasure.
Well, you can say that again.
Only one thing.
Yes?
As it's in my honour, like...
Yes?
Not too much green veg, eh?
Dave, for you, I will make chips.
Oh, Ruby, you are a true princess amongst women.
I'm told that all the time.
Anything you want, name it, anything.
Just be on the train on Wednesday.
You got it.
What do you mean you're going?
Oh, like I said, it's time to split.
Back to Manchester?
Yep.
I can't believe it.
Well, neither could I. We've never actually got a gig before. Not a real one. Not one that actually paid money.
But I thought...
Yeah?
Nothing.
Oh, I can't miss this opportunity. This could be the breakthrough.
No, of course not.
Yeah, you do see that, don't you?
Yes, I do see that. Will you be coming back again?
No, I shouldn't think so. It's a bit too claustrophobic round here for me. I can't really breathe this far south.
That's that, then.
Yeah. Unless...
Wait, what?
Well, I don't like it round here, but... I do like you.
So you will come back?
No, I was thinking more you'd come to me, like I said.
You make it sound really easy.
It's not. It's not being a musician's girlfriend. It's not easy at all. It's life on the road. It's pressure. It's grouping.
Well, if I can handle a 3-year-old child, I reckon I could send any groupie packing. If I wanted to, that is, if I cared enough to.
Yeah, well, that's a $64,000 question, isn't it? Do you care enough? Think about it, Evie. I mean, what's to keep you here? Come and make a fresh start with me. If it doesn't work out, Huddersfield's a lot closer to Manchester than it is to here. So, here's my address and my phone number. The gig's on the 23rd. I'll be waiting for you.
Well, this is a treat.
Oh, I'll say chips.
You've made a grown man very happy, Ruby.
3 grown men, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't remember the last time I had chips.
More wine, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
I thought white would go well with chips.
Well, I think a toast is in order.
I'll get the bread out.
Oh, dear. Oh, you all right, Richard?
I'm just wiping away a nostalgic tear.
Anyway, here we go. To Dave, safe journey tomorrow. And a successful gig.
Today.
Yep, here's to Active Elastic. Oh, yes, and to them too.
Honestly, one plate of chips and you're anybody.
I'll respond in kind, if I may.
Oh, hell.
Now, it would be churlish of me indeed if I were to let this moment pass without a word of thanks to Ruby. Oh. Gracious hostess and a tolerant landlady.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
And to my cousin and former role model, Paul, a big thank you for putting up with me. Oh. Now, I know it hasn't always been easy. Having such a handsome swine as me around and living in fear that I might steal your woman away, but tempted though I was, rest assured that your loved ones are safe with me, mate.
Well, thanks, I think.
Don't mention. And if any of you are ever in Manchester and you need anything, you know, a tenor, a place to stay, or someone to bail you out if you get banged up, don't hesitate. I'm your man.
Yeah, right.
Actually, can I take you up on that, Dave? I think a week in Manchester could be the answer to all our holiday problems, couldn't it, darling?
Anything you say, Richard.
Oh, my mum would love it. She loves kids.
But what about your girlfriend? Does she like children? I bet you're looking forward to seeing her again, aren't you? You must have missed her like mad. Oh, I put my foot in it.
It's all right, Marie. You're not to know. Well, we kind of drifted apart, you know, while I've been down here.
Oh, I am sorry.
Yeah, these things happen, you know.
It's very hard trying to sustain a long-distance relationship. Do you think she might have started seeing someone else?
No, I don't think she did.
You've slipped into agony aunt mode again.
You're right. That's quite enough of that. Right. More wine, please. Yeah,
of course you may. So when have you got to get back?
Well, we haven't really. That's the beauty of having Eva there, bless her. She says if things get hairy, she'll give us a ring.
So the night is young, eh?
Certainly is. It's the best night out I've had since Toby was born.
There's treacle pudding for after.
Oh, and getting better.
Oh, lovely. And after that, how about a game of which would you rather?
Oh, yeah.
No, it always gets mucky, that.
I know, that's the point.
Oh. No, I can't believe he's going tomorrow.
I know, the house will seem quiet.
Now it'll be back to just the two of us on our own. I thought we could start making some plans.
Don't tell me you want to move again.
No, hardly. But, look, I did want to chat.
Oh, well... Actually, I wanted to have a chat with you.
Did you? Well, shall we have our chat now?
No time like the present. Let's sit down.
Well, what about the washing up?
Oh, sod the washing up.
Right. Well, look. It's like this, Rube. It's my job.
You've been sacked?
No, I haven't. Thanks for your confidence in me. Actually, I've been promoted.
What? And you didn't tell me? Well done.
Thanks, but I haven't actually accepted it yet. I said I wanted to think it over.
What is this promotion?
Well, it's head of the PR team. They're really pleased with what I've been doing with the commercials, and they want to broaden it out a bit. There'd still be a bit of producing, but it's mainly marketing stuff, you know, raising the profile of the station in the community, arranging conferences and whatnot for advertisers. I'd get a raise and my own parking space.
They obviously think a lot of you.
Yeah. But the thing is... If I take it, right, that's it. It means I've made the decision and I'll never go back to on-air presenting.
I see.
Now, I know I already made that decision once, But I left the door a little bit ajar so I could always go back to it if I wanted to.
And do you want to?
I don't know. I thought I didn't, but... Well, the thing is, I'm good at all this stuff, but I used to be good at presenting too. That was what I got into it all for in the first place. Then when they offered me the producing job, with the regular hours and the better money, it meant I'd see more of you and we could buy our own place and all that. And, well, it made sense at the time.
And now it doesn't make sense anymore?
No, it doesn't not make sense. It makes one kind of sense, but that's not the only kind of sense.
Is this to do with Dave?
Oh, no. Yeah, a bit, maybe. I don't know.
Are you sure you're not just feeling responsible and mature and boring in comparison with a bass player of Active Plastic, that soon-to-be legendary band?
I suppose it sounds silly, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound silly at all.
I just think, if I'm going to go back to presenting, then now's the time to do it. While we're still young and we've got no kids and nothing to tie us down, I don't want to get into my 50s and look back with regret and get all bitter and twisted about never having given it a go.
When do you have to give them a decision?
Next week.
Think about it. Think about it long and hard, then. Whatever decision you make, I'll support you.
Yeah, well, you may have to. We might be dependent on your salary. Well,
that's okay.
What, you mean it?
Yes.
Oh, I love you. I'm grateful today for not persuading you to run away with him. Oh, so, what do you want to talk about, by the way?
Oh, just wondered what colour curtains we should get for the dining room. But don't worry, that can wait.